Oh, I'm scared.
Let her walk in one of my shoes for a while.
Gay fool in an all dude school. Oh, I'm in a tizzy about my friend Timmy. It's such a pity, my friend Timmy. Poor Timothy.
Because I hear that, you know, it's always that honk honk, the honk, you know, yeah. My intro. I'm like, oh shit, what did he pull this time?
And I'm even learning the lingo of BFO 1956. So that's Big Fatty Online.
Online.
Now, took me a minute to get there, but I got it now.
Online.
Nice picture, Big Fatty. I like it.
Well, now you're just sucking up.
No. Well, I don't know who he is, so I have to.
He's awesome.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh shit, what did he pull this time?
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 1994 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 15th of September 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're gonna head over to Spotting Big Fatty, and we've got some voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, Camasolus. Big Fatty, we needed to be Camasolus. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, here in Charleston on Sunday night, y'all, it was Camasol time in the Love Chamber, and y'all, I slept with windows open. That's SWWO. Slept with windows open. Yes, SWWO. Big Fatty. Y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. Had the fan going, and. And the windows open, and you know, it was just, I had to pull the comforter up, because I had a bit of a, yes, Big Fatty, we had a bit of a chill. Ooh, y'all, that is some, what is that? That is, kind of, Chinese lo mein or something like that, y'all, it's made me extremely gassy. Big Fatty, everything makes you gassy. During Larry Clyde at the coal mine on Monday said, I need you to take me to get a tail light fixed on my car. And I said, well, lovely, because that's just fine. I'll come pick you up, because later this week I need you to follow me, because I need to have get my Earl changed. And so, y'all, went to the place, and Larry, I pulled up, and Larry Clyde, I didn't see him or anything. I figured he was in, paying the tariff. Beh, and he paying the tariff. And then he calls and says, "Herbert Carter, have you left the coal mine yet?" I said, "Yes, I'm sitting in front of the car place." He goes, "Well, they're fixing the tail light right now." I said, "Well, in that case, I'll go in and leave my car and get the Earl changed." And y'all, so that's what I did. And so they changed Larry Clyde's tail light. Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar when you say it. And y'all didn't charge him anything. I mean, the labor and the light. It was like, here, we're just, never mind. You'll be back to see us, Larry Clyde. We'll take it out of you later. But y'all, I dropped off my car, and let's see, what all did I get? Oh, it's right here in front of me. Y'all, I got the Earl chains. They lubricated my chassis. Beep, honey, that's vulgar. They changed my Earl and filter. They topped off my fluids, and they had a visual safety inspection. And they put 5.3 quarts of oil in there, and y'all, then they rotated the tires, and they checked the inflation and evaluated the tires and everything, and y'all. Then I had a coupon, for $5 off. So y'all, and I got a new oil Earl filter, and you know y'all that you have to pay to have your oil waste disposed of. Big Fatty, you need to pay extra with all the waste you have. It's true. So, you know, there we have it. Got a new oil filter and all, too. So it's kind of nice to have that done right after the big trip to the Hara Hotel and all. So that's one thing off my list, and I'm good for another. Y'all, do you change your Earl every 3,000 miles or every 5,000? Probably that's a question for the Fade driver, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, in the owner's manual, it says every 5,000. The little sticker they put on the windshield wanted me to come back in 3,000. I ain't going back in 3,000. Well, the thing I found interesting is they also put a second sticker on there that you really only need to rotate your tires every two, I say, chew, Earl changes. So about every 6,000 miles. So anyway, I was not aware of that. Big Fatty, that's because that pink wing nuts garage isn't on anymore. It's probably true. It's probably true. So anyway, y'all, I've been axing about pictures that were being sent over there to that Spot and Big Fatty, and didn't know if Spot and Crazy had just gotten tired of doing it, or if nobody had sent pictures. But y'all, evidently there have been some submissions. Big Fatty, then why don't we go over there and look at them? I think that's an excellent idea. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all over here at Spot and Big Fatty, y'all, I don't remember the last time I was over here, so I don't know if I've done these or not. The last one I remember was that one that Brian and Danbury sent in, a Wondo Wobear. Dennis in the Colorado Springs sent a picture. It's Big Fatty in a big old hoop skirt. It says, I do not do the Photoshop, but I think the attach would make a great Southern summer fat one outfit. Dennis in the Colorado Springs. And then it says, note from Spotting Big Fatty. We need confirmation. This is Big Fatty. Big Fatty, that's you. I've seen that dress here at the villa. Y'all, that Ed Chan, he's over there on Stick It With a Poke on Saturday night. Y'all, he spotted Big Fatty in Singapore. Apparently, he was overserved. Poor Big Fatty. And Ed Chan, I have got you down for a celebration of exiting the birth canal on two different days. I've got you down on the 18th and the 21st. You just let Big Fatty know. That way you don't have to get twice as many spanks. Big Fatty, what if he wants twice as much cake?
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Brian and Danbury. You know, all of these little children are back in school now, and I thought all of our headaches were over for the summer and everything else, but lo and behold, the thermometer hit a high of 91 today, and school was let out at a half day. Now, I don't know about you, but when we were the children's, school did not let out in the North Kakalakis or the South Kakalakis or the Virginias or the Virginias for heat. I don't, you know, these mamby-pambies, politically correct parents and bureaucrats and insert title here, peoples. Now, I swear, they always wanted to complain about something. So anyway, I'm waiting in the parking lot for Junior to pop out of the building, and then I got to bring him back to my office for a little bit and see what else I can do with my day.
Yeah, I got to yell that, of course, is Brian up there in Connecticut. And Brian, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And, you know, I have to agree with you. I saw this on the Twitty back when this was going on. And, y'all, I've had this call for a while, but I'm just now getting around to playing it. And it's mainly I'm blaming it on the Vons. Yo, because of last week's lost wages shows. But anyway, Brian, you're correct. When we were growing up, and not that you're as old as I am, but when we were growing up, you know, the people would say, oh, well, the schools don't have air conditioning up there in the Connecticut. That's not conducive. Well, we didn't have air conditioning when I was growing up either in the elementary schools. And I mean, yeah, it was hot. It was hot, but that's why you had the windows open, and sometimes there'd be a fan in the room or something like that. But we didn't have air conditioning, and you know, I think we turned out okay. And I'm with you. I think the youth of America is getting soft. Be ready. That sounds vulgar. Okay. Well, they need to. Scrape the knees a little bit, and everybody doesn't get a trophy for participation, you know, and all this kind of stuff. You know, everybody's not a winner. Not a winner! You do that. You prove that all the time with the scratch-offs, Big Fatty. It's true. Anyway, I think I'm with you on this one. I'm with you on this one. I think that was a terrible, terrible thing that the schools did. Yes, Big Fatty?
Hey, Fatty. It's Brian in Denver. Just listen to your Las Vegas show and absolutely had to stop off the road and stop laughing. That was incredible that Vera showed up on your show and you were totally beclimbed. That is classic Big Fatty. I just wanted to thank you for making me laugh so hard, and I will cherish you forever. Big Fatty, you are one of my bestest friends. Even though I've never met you, I feel like I know you and love you. Anyway, have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, Big Fatty, is everybody named Brian going to call today? I hope so. That would be lovely. Y'all, that is Brian out there in the Denver, in the Mile High City. You know, he's part of David and Brian, who did the Hammersaw for me years and years ago. Big Fatty, we almost needed it last night. No, that's a heavy-duty Hammersaw. But y'all, I meant to tell you this when I was talking about sleeping with the windows open, y'all. I was tired, and y'all, I just slept like a baby on Sunday night. Big, what does that mean? You pooped the bed? No, I did not poop the bed, but I could have, because I slept so well. But Brian, I'm so glad you enjoyed the little shows from Lost Wages. And you know, speaking of pooping the bed, y'all about pooped my pants when the Vaughn showed up out there in Lost Wages. So y'all, I guess it all just comes together. Yes, Big Fatty, somehow poop holds it all together.
Good morning, Fat. This is Joey. I hope all is going well with you. I'm listening to your little show. I'm listening to the first portion of the Vegas episode, and I would just like to point out for you and your listeners, because I was in the front row, and sitting behind me was Gary Bearden, and I knew of the Vera sneaking in the package, the big package. And what's funny is if you listen to the recording, you hear everybody reacting to Vera. If you wait till the 7:15 mark, which is a bit after everybody else knows that it's Vera, Gary Bearden realizes that it's Vera, and Gary goes, oh my God. If you listen, it's hilarious, because then you hear me laughing because I realize he didn't realize it. But you will hear the moment the epiphany shines through the clouds around 7:15. You'll hear Gary's voice as clear as day. It was precious. It was precious, and it's a moment that I will never forget. I want to thank you for everything you did for Pride 48 and everything you will do in the future. Working with you is wonderful, because you are usually the voice of reason, sometimes annoying, but the voice of reason, and I adore you, and I'll see you soon. All right. Bye.
Yeah, I got to yell at, of course, is that Joey Bukkake from the Cocktails and Kerfuffles. And Joey, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. Seems like it's been a month since Pride 48, but it's only been a couple of weeks. And we all work very hard to make Pride 48 a success. And that's not just the suits. It's everybody who's in attendance and everybody who participated and all the different volunteers who helped us out and all. And Joey, thank you for bringing this to my attention about Gary Bearden. Big Freddy, we love Gary Bearden. He lives in Albuquerque. No, he moved to Phoenix. Big Freddy, Wendy Boo. I don't know. Anyway, it made me want to go back and listen. And y'all, I recorded it and I'm going to play it for you right now. Yes, Big Freddy.
My scooter's broken.
Holy fuck.
Hello, lovies. I'm your happy word, Charles. Thank you. Thank you. And I just wanted to say, I'm here to love you all, but I'm here to fuck him up. My pants. I'm going to be on your show and really upset you.
Talk into the microphone. You're a voice actor.
Excuse me. Miss Charles, you can have a seat right there at mic number three. Adam, you want to bring up mic number three for Miss Charles? Fatty?
What?
Told you I was going to get you back.
I don't fucking believe
this.
Oh, it's professional.
I didn't do it.
Okay.
Y'all, for those of you who aren't here, Vera's here. Yeah, Gussie. Now, Joey, I'm not sure I heard it. I wasn't sure if you said the 7:15 or the 7:50 mark, but both of those were in there, and I'm not sure I heard it. But if it's there, that's the time frame. Big Fatty, I'm sure it was a hoop regardless. And can we please never play that again? Oh, I'm sure it'll rear its ugly head. Yes, Big Fatty. Emphasis on rear.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Matt, Mark's brother. Just wanted to call and say hey, and glad you got my last voicemail. I've been listening probably for like the last 6 months, but up until about a year ago, I wasn't listening to podcasts at all, so it's taken me a little while to feel my way around, and then I realized you do one almost every day, so then I was really hooked, so... Anyway, well, you take care, and you have a great day, and I hope to talk to you soon. All righty. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's a yell. That, of course, is Matt. That's Mark and Callender's twin brother. And, Matt, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice again. Oh, dear, Gussie, and we're delighted that you're listening and not lurking. Big Freddy, we love it when the lurkers de-lurk. It's true, we do. There you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard that Timmy Sims and Aunt Bonnie. Aunt Bonnie and y'all, Timmy Sims sent a picture of Aunt Bonnie holding a flag, and on the flag it said, Bacon, Big Freddy, we need that flag for the villa. You know, I do have a flag holder. Big Freddy, you're being a whore now. You're just being a whore. But anyway, Timmy, anything that you would like to say about after you listened to Pride 48?
Oh, shit. What did he pull this time?
Oh, you know the Vons. Vons is always pulling shit out.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.